This is not just another How to Grow a Business podcast. Whether you're on the brink of entrepreneurship or a changemaker on the journey, it's time to turn your aspirations into real-life success. This is Startup 3. Imagine waking up each day feeling like you're constantly running on a treadmill, trying to balance the endless tasks of entrepreneurship with those precious fleeting moments from your personal and your family life, yet never quite catching up. It's a familiar scene for many startup founders and early stage entrepreneurs, just that blur of long hours, the guilt of neglected relationships, and the daunting realization that the dream of running your own business is actually threatening your well-being. And what makes this all the more challenging is that in the early stages of business, resources are often scarce and the pressure to succeed, that can be immense. So the drive to really pour every waking moment into this venture can often overshadow the equally important aspects of your life, such as your health, your relationships, your personal growth. But what if there was a way to just move kind of forward confidently into a life where the work-life balance, meaning success and happiness, can actually coexist? Well, there is. And in this video, I'm going to reveal the 6 action steps designed to help you master the art of work-life balance. Because here's the thing, you don't have to sacrifice your health for your hustle or your dreams for your downtime. And I encourage you to stick around to the end because number 6, that's probably going to be something that surprises you. And it's definitely going to make you want to celebrate. Now, if you're new to my channel, this is Startup 3, your go-to guide for business tips and entrepreneurial advice during your first 3 years in business. Now, I'm Gary Smith. I'm a U.S. Army veteran. I'm a business and marketing adjunct professor. I teach in the Graduate School of Business, and I'm an entrepreneur. Now, here on this channel, I teach action steps and strategies designed to help you launch, grow, and thrive during those early critical stages, that those first few years of your business. Now, action step number 1 is really designed to help you score a quick win and to create a little work-life balance right out of the gate. So step number 1 is to establish boundaries. And this is far easier said than done. I get that. But establishing firm boundaries between your professional and your personal life is not just beneficial. It's crucial for your well-being and for the success of your venture because burnout can be devastating and founder depression, that's a real thing. So with the goal of avoiding those negatives, let's talk about the physical and digital separation. Now, what I mean by that is you want to create a dedicated workspace whenever possible that's distinct from your living area. Also, you can use digital tools to your advantage by setting things like the do not disturb times on your devices or use apps that really limit your access to work-related platforms outside your designated work areas. In fact, I would say that within this first step falls 4 essential areas I'm going to go ahead and share with you. The first one is communication. Now, you want to develop the habit of clearly communicating your availability to clients, to employees, to partners, and you accomplish that by setting expectations about when you are and when you are not available. And this helps others manage expectations and respect for your personal time. Next, this involves quality over quantity. And by that, I mean focus on being more productive during your work hours rather than just working long hours. This means prioritizing tasks, right? Saying no to non-essential commitments and also leveraging tools or even outsourcing to increase efficiency at times. And after quality comes routines. Now, this is where you incorporate regular breaks, regular routines into your daily schedule, whether it's maybe a morning run or motivation or meditation, a hobby. Make time for these activities that inspire and really energize you, and then take the time to review and adjust. Now, in the military, we would call these debriefs, but even in the business and entrepreneurship world, you want to set aside time to really review your work-life balance, right? What's been working well, what hasn't, and then be flexible enough to make adjustments as your business and your personal life evolve, because this will be an ongoing process that requires attention and adjustment over time. And as an entrepreneur, you have the unique ability to really design your life and your work in a way that a traditional job holder isn't able to do. So embrace that privilege with intention, and you'll find that balance that works best for you and your business might just take a little bit of time.
Hey, if you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to check out our YouTube channel,
where you can watch this episode and all our videos at startup3.com. The three is spelled out. That's startup3.com. Now, number two on our list is prioritizing self-care. And this is near the top for a reason, because too often in the hustle of meeting deadlines and launching products and growing your business, right, we tend to put our own well-being on the back burner. You know, we worry about that later, but taking care of yourself is not a luxury, right? This is a necessity. And just like you wouldn't expect your car to just continue running without fuel, you can't expect to really drive your business forward without taking care of its most important asset, which is you. In fact, I would say self-care is the fuel that really keeps your engine of your creativity, your resilience, your decision-making running smoothly. And it encompasses everything from physical activities to exercise to mental practices. And this can be things like meditation, spending quality time with family. And these aren't just breaks from work, right? These are investments in your comprehensive capacity to really perform, I would say, at your best. Think of it this way. When you're physically fit, you have more energy, right? When you're mentally calm, you make better decisions. And when you're fulfilled overall, right, your creativity tends to flourish. So I encourage you to really make this a non-negotiable part of your schedule, right? It doesn't have to be time consuming. Even just short little stretch breaks can bring about a positive impact. Now, for me, that means walking my dog, right? So whenever I take a break, which equates to about 3 short walks a day, I take my dog out, my St. Bernard, for a walk. In the afternoons, I lift weights, I exercise. But you'll want to develop your own plan. And this will really help ensure that you can show up fully for your business, for your team, for the people who matter most in your life. And it's about finding out what works for you and then making that a priority. Because in the bigger picture of things, you don't just want a successful business. You want a successful life. And that means having energy and having good health, at least for as long as you possibly can. Now, the third action step I'm going to share with you is to delegate whenever possible. Now, this is a critical aspect of mastering work-life balance as an entrepreneur, because it's a common pitfall for many of us as business owners to really hold on to that belief that for something to be done right, we must do it ourselves. Now, this mindset that's really rooted in a commitment to excellence can become a barrier to both our business growth and our personal well-being. And it's impossible to scale a business if your solution is just to do everything yourself. But the art of delegation, it's not just about offloading tasks that you don't want to bother with. It's also about empowering others to really focus in these other areas that can also make a significant impact for them. I mean, think about it. Every minute that you spend on a task that could be effectively handled by someone else is also a minute that's stolen away from your strategic vision, from your innovation, and from the executive work that you should be doing as a founder or CEO or business owner, right? These are the things that you should be engaged in. And I realize this can be difficult. It can even be a little bit scary if you've never had to delegate before. In fact, put that in the comments below. Is delegating something that's entirely new for you, or is this something that you've had success with in the past? You know, let us know. Share that in the comments below, because I'm going to share with you 5 tips to make this incredibly easy to implement. Now, first, identify the tasks that you can go ahead and delegate, from things like administrative duties or specific operational activities. Second, choose the right people. Delegating tasks to individuals who have skills and knowledge and most importantly, the attitude to take on these additional responsibilities. And, you know, it's not just about finding someone who can do the job, but also who can benefit from this opportunity, who can grow and develop through doing this task. And then third, set clear expectations. When delegating, be clear about the outcome that you expect, the deadline, and also the extent of authority they're going to have over this project. This type of clarity will really empower the person that's on the task. It'll also help mitigate any potential misunderstandings. And then fourth, invest in training. Now, sometimes the right person for this task might take a little bit of training or maybe some mentorship to do this effectively. So view this as an investment, right? Not just the task at hand, but in building a more capable and autonomous team. Now, sometimes this means that you, even as a CEO, you might have to invest the time to train that person. And fifth, practice letting go. Delegation, it involves a certain amount of trust. So be patient. Resist the urge to micromanage. This will allow your team, which might be employee number one or number two, to really take ownership. It also allows you to focus on business owner responsibilities. So by implementing these five tips, or even just a few, implement one or two, because you'll notice right away that it frees up a valuable asset, which is your time. And by delegating effectively, you're not just lightening your load, right? You're also empowering other people. You're fostering trust. You're building the foundations for a more resilient and adaptable business. Now, action step number four is all about learning how to manage stress, because as we navigate through the exhilarating and often demanding world of entrepreneurship, we encounter a constant companion that is both a catalyst for growth, but also a barrier to our well-being, and that is stress. So the art of really balancing those scales between our professional endeavors and our personal lives hinges significantly on our ability to manage this stress. And it's an undeniable truth that the pressure of launching and growing a business, compounded with the ever-present uncertainty of success, well, this just creates a potent mix of stress that can oftentimes be overwhelming. But let's take a moment. Let's just take a moment to reflect on the importance of managing this stress, not just as an afterthought, but as a priority in the grand scheme of our entrepreneurial journey. And here's the thing. Stress, in essence, this is not inherently negative, right? It's a response. It's a signal from our bodies indicating that maybe we're pushing boundaries, we're challenging ourselves, or we're stepping out of our comfort zone. However, when the scales just tip, when they tip too far, when the pressure is too great, and when the uncertainty becomes too burdensome, stress transforms from a catalyst into a crippling force. And when that happens, it really jeopardizes both our ambitions for our personal well-being, but also for our business ambitions. So how do we navigate this, right? How do we ensure that you're harnessing stress to fuel your growth rather than just letting it deplete your energy and your joy? And here's the key. The key lies in mindfulness, right? In really recognizing the signs of overwhelming stress and then addressing them proactively. It's about setting boundaries for work, ensuring that we're not always on, right? Make sure there's some sacred time that's carved out for things like rest and hobbies and families and friends. And it's about embracing practices that really ground us, right? Be it through maybe meditation, exercise, reading, or any other act that really resonates with us. Each of these practices is a refuge, right? A moment of pause in our bustling entrepreneurial lives and hopefully recharge. And probably the most compelling reason of all is because making stress management a priority, that's not a luxury. That is a necessity. And the reason I say that is because as we endeavor to kind of climb those steep slopes of entrepreneurship, let us not forget to anchor ourselves in practices that maintain our well-being. And that's one of the best ways that you can help ensure that your venture continues to grow successfully over the long term. Now, action step number five will require you to accept, create, or maybe develop a realistic timeline. Sounds easy. But if you've been an entrepreneur for even just a week, you know that it isn't. So as we venture deeper into the realm of entrepreneurship, let us pause for just a moment and let us consider that journey ahead. Because in terms of milestones and achievements, that's great and all. But let's also look at it through the lens of expectations, because an essential part of mastering that work-life balance that we're talking about as entrepreneurs really lies in cultivating patience and setting realistic goals. It's a truth that's universally acknowledged in the world of entrepreneurship that the path to launching a business, to achieving a break-even point, to even reaching profitability and success, this is often longer and it's a more winding path than what many founders initially anticipate. And the excitement and the passion, right, that fuel those initial stages of starting a business, that can sometimes lead us to set ambitious timelines that, well, may not fully account for the realities and the challenges of entrepreneurship. And we find ourselves caught in a trap of, well, really overestimating what we can achieve in a single year, but then also underestimating the monumental growth that we can experience and attain in 5 years. And this disconnect between our expectations and reality can often be a source of frustration and stress and imbalance in our lives. So why is having realistic goals and a degree of patience so integral to maintaining a successful work-life balance? Well, I would say the answer lies in the journey itself, the path we're on, because entrepreneurship, it's not a sprint, right? It's a marathon. It's a journey that requires endurance, resilience, and a long-term mindset. So By setting realistic goals, we allow ourselves that space to learn and adapt without the constant pressure of unrealistic deadlines. And this mindset not only fosters a healthier work environment, but it also ensures that we have the time and the energy to invest in our personal lives as well, your relationships, and your overall well-being. Now, I'll be honest, by nature, I am not a patient person, but what I've learned over time is that patience is actually a strength, and it enables you to really appreciate the process of building your business, of recognizing that each challenge, each setback, and even each victory is a step towards your ultimate goal. In other words, it teaches us to value progress over perfection and to celebrate the wins, even when they're small wins, and to really understand that success is not just measured by the end result, but by the growth of the experiences that we get to enjoy along the way. So I would encourage you to recalibrate your expectations and approach your journey with a sense of patience and really a renewed perspective. I would say view this as stamina and fortitude, right? These are two things that you need to be successful as an entrepreneur. And by doing so, you not only increase the odds of your long-term success, but you also ensure that your journey is fulfilling, both professionally and personally. And as promised, I think you're going to celebrate action item number 6 because, well, I've titled action item number 6, Celebrate Success. Because in our journey as entrepreneurs, throughout the relentless pursuit of growth and success, there's an essential element that we often overlook, which is celebrating our successes, right? It's an integral chapter in our ongoing narrative of really mastering and balancing that work-life balance that we crave. And here's the thing. When you first embark on the entrepreneurial path, right, every step feels like a giant leap, right? The first sale, the launch of a new product, the first positive review you get. These are moments and milestones that fill us with pride and joy. And in those early days, and you might be there right now, it's easy to recognize and to celebrate our achievements because everything is fresh, right? Every task completed, that's a new accomplishment. However, as our business grows, as it matures, right, the frequency of these firsts tend to diminish. Now, what once felt like monumental success, well, now that's just another day at the office, right? Happy Friday. And this evolution is just a natural part of business growth, but it brings with it a subtle danger, the failure to acknowledge and celebrate our progress. So it's crucial to understand that while the nature of our achievements are going to change over time, the importance of recognizing them does not. So whether that's maybe reaching a new market, whether it's having a pivotal hire take place, or whether it's just surviving the first 2 years, right, in a very competitive marketplace, success is a testament to your hard work, to the resilience and dedication you've put forth. So celebrating these successes, both small and big, serves multiple purposes. First, it provides a moment to reflect, an opportunity to really see how far you've come and to acknowledge the effort that you've invested. And this recognition is not just for you, but also for your team as well. And it fosters a culture of appreciation and motivation. Second, it offers a break, right, from the constant forward motion, a chance to really take a deep breath, right, before tackling that next challenge. And last, it reminds us of our journey's purpose, right? So beyond the daily grind, highlighting the joy and the fulfillment derived from our entrepreneurial endeavors. Because here's the thing, finding a balance as an entrepreneur, this is an ongoing process, right? This is a continuous kind of juggling act of the demands of our business with the needs of your personal and your professional life. And it requires some patience and a conscious effort to really acknowledge your progress, right? So take a moment and celebrate those victories, no matter how small. Give yourself and your team the credit that you deserve for really putting forth this hard work, this dedication that you've put into your venture, because these moments of celebration, they not only mark the milestones of your journey, but they also tend to recharge your spirit, right? They motivate you so that you can press forward with renewed energy and determination. Hey, I hope today's show provided you with some new insights or a fresh perspective and some action steps that you can implement this week. And in case you're new here, what you just listened to was a podcast version of this week's YouTube video. So if you enjoyed our conversation today, I want to encourage you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can watch this episode and all our videos at startup3.com. The three is spelled out. That's startup3.com.